see if we can somehow test blood inflammatory states to see if this is able to be seen on tests. But just having no pain is unreal for me. Pain has been my prison for most of my life. The last month or two has been a true life changer. The added bonus of losing some weight and my IBS irritable bowel symptoms subsiding is another plus. I thank God every day for giving me an answer and providing healing. Thank you so much for hearing my story. Katie, I have always been on the chunky side as far back as I can remember. Had 4 kids and was at my highest weight at 210. I have tried every diet pill that you can name, tried them all. I would lose a bit and then reward myself with a treat. I was in a stressful time in my life and working in a restaurant and just could not eat the food anymore. So now when I look back, I guess I was fasting without knowing it. I lost all my weight and was at my lowest weight ever at 135 pounds. My life got better and stress-free. I felt great. My sisters kept asking me what I was using to lose my weight, and I told them I was not using anything at the time. They then wanted to know what I was eating. I told them that I only eat dinner, don't like breakfast, and did not have time for lunch at work. I was told over and over that I was very unhealthy, that I needed my 3-plus meals a day at my age. And so it began, eating 3 meals plus, and before I knew what happened, I was back at 190 pounds with arthritis in my back and hands, a bloated stomach to the point I could not breathe. Many, many tests, and nothing showed up. My knees got so bad that when I was on the floor playing with the grandkids, I could not get up without holding on for support. Sleeping all night was a joke. I would sleep 3 hours a night, get up in the morning, and just want to cry, and did many times. Went to see my doctor and was put on meds for sleep, but was still awake till 3 a.m., so I tossed them in the trash. I went to see the kids in Calgary for Thanksgiving and was shocked at the weight my son and daughter-in-law had lost, and she said not just the weight, but she had also dropped all her meds for diabetes. I returned home and started my search and came across 1 meal a day and started August 13th of 2016. I am down some 30 pounds and inches keep falling off. But best of all is I now remember again what a full night's sleep feels like and my arthritis is gone. I can breathe without difficulty, stomach bloat is gone, and the ulcer meds I have been on I no longer need. Looking back now, I was fasting when I lost all of my weight and did not know it was a way of life. I am 58 years old and plan on being around for my 17 grandchildren for a few more years. I love the freedom I have now with 1 meal a day. Only wish I could go back and get refunded for all the money I wasted on gimmicks. Jen, I need to share some excitement. 1 meal a day is working and feels comfortable and better than anything I've tried. The scale is moving slowly, but the biggest change I've seen with this way of eating is eliminating my binging. A day for me used to look like this. Pre-plan and replan my food for the day, trying to stay under my calorie allotment. Think about food all day because I was denying myself what I liked and picking foods to stay within my goal. Because of lunch, my dinner would be smaller, and by the time I got my kids in bed, I would be hungry again. Because I can't fall asleep on an empty stomach, I would deny myself more foods and then say, forget it, and raid the cupboards. I would go to bed full but wake up frustrated at myself, and the scale never moved every single day. Now, I feel slight hunger during the day, but it's manageable, and I eat whatever I want for dinner. Yesterday, I had a long day and came home and made myself everything I wanted. Breaded chicken, potato wedges, cheese balls, and jalapeno poppers. Totaled it up in my head, and it was still less than I used to eat with the nightly cupboard raids. I go to bed full and satisfied now, and the bit of hunger in the day is nothing compared to my insatiable appetite I used to have before bed. This is amazing. I finally feel in control, I'm not counting calories, which was ruining my life, and I'm eating what I actually want versus what fits into lunch and dinner calorie goals. This is what I've needed all along. Anna from Tennessee. I'm 23 years old and 5'8". I have been doing intermittent fasting for 9 months. I have lost 52 pounds. I went from a size 16 to 18 to a size 10 to 12, depending on who makes the pants. I went from an extra, extra large to a large. My weight gain started after I got pregnant and continued after pregnancy. I tried counting calories and eating healthy. I lost a few pounds but didn't keep it off. I did the military diet for the 3 days but did not lose a pound. I did the Dolly Parton diet, which is a soup cleanse, and I didn't lose any weight. I started intermittent fasting at my heaviest, 232 pounds. I started on the 5-bite diet, which made me feel horrible, weak, and tired. I lost some weight, but it was very hard. As I was looking for more information about the 5-bite diet, I ran across 1 meal a day. I thought that sounds more realistic and sustainable. I have been on 1 meal a day for 8 months now. I feel amazing and energized. Before one meal a day, I was always so tired even after waking up. My depression and anxiety have improved as well. One meal a day has changed my life, not just my weight. But I have this need to improve everything else around me, too. I have even organized all the closets in the house. What's my routine? What do I drink? How long is my window? I wake up and drink black coffee until 1 p.m. Then I drink a little water. Water with lemon, iced tea, or water with lemon and a little salt. Then I eat dinner sometime after 4 p.m. Depends on when it's done or when I get hungry. I have a window normally no longer than 3 hours. And sometimes I do eat lunch for my one meal. What do I eat? Do I eat carbs or low carb? I eat whatever I want. I really do. I eat until satisfied and not stuffed. I go out to eat once a week. I eat carbs. But I do have days when I watch my carbs, bread, flour, and sweets, and try to keep them kind of low. Any food and drink that I avoid in my window? Not really. I eat anything I want. But I don't drink any type of soda. Makes me feel bloated. How did I start one meal a day? I woke up and had black coffee and water until dinner. I was super busy that day, so I didn't have time to think about food. Did I work out? No, I did not. I am now because I want to build a little lean muscle and tone up. Final words from Jen. As you see, intermittent fasting is changing lives. It's time for you to make the commitment to changing yours. I look forward to seeing you around, maybe in one of our Facebook groups. I can't wait to read your success story. Please make sure to share it with us. Closing credits. Thank you for listening. Please visit www.jenstevens.com for blog posts and more information about intermittent fasting. This concludes the audiobook of Delay, Don't Deny, Living an Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.